From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. A proposal to replace the state's two statues in the U.S. Capitol with singer Johnny Cash and civil rights leader Daisy Bates has advanced to the Arkansas House for a final vote. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has the latest.
After passing last month in the Arkansas Senate, the bill was presented Wednesday to the House Committee on State Agencies and Governmental Affairs. Senator David Wallace recalled making his first visit to the U.S. Capitol in 1973 and seeing where each state has two statues.
I saw folks like Thomas Jefferson. I saw Joseph Wheeler, who is from Alabama. I saw Frederick Douglass. And I got to Arkansas, and I thought to myself, who are they? And I'm a history buff.
On display are Uriah Rose, who was a 19th century attorney, and James P. Clark, who served as governor and U.S. senator in the late 1800s and early 1900s.
We've got statues of two men that were great men in their day. I don't have any complaints with them, but those statues were put up over 100 years ago. And I believe that Arkansas needs statues that when our folks go to our capital, they can walk in and they recognize those individuals.
Wallace spoke about the two people the Senate selected to represent the state. Daisy Bates was an activist and writer who mentored the 9 black children who desegregated Little Rock Central High School in 1957. Wallace called her
a lady with a lot of courage. I spent 21 years in the Army. I've been in combat. I understand what courage is. Daisy Bates did things that I'm not sure I would have had the courage to do. She escorted the Little Rock Nine. They would meet in her house. She would walk them through lines of an angry mob, walk them back every day. She coordinated that. And it made a significant change in the state of Arkansas.
On Johnny Cash, who started recording music for Sun Records in the 1950s and is one of the few performers inducted into both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame, Senator Wallace said,
he has all the good qualities of the folks of Arkansas, and he's got a few of the warts that some of us have. He was born in Kingland, Arkansas, moved very quickly to a little small place called Dice Colony that was literally carved out of the Mississippi Delta in the New Deal program under President Roosevelt. His family was given 20 acres. They cleared that land. They worked it. Johnny Cash chopped cotton. He picked cotton. He has songs about the Delta. The song 5 Feet and Rising, that talks about the Mississippi River when it was flooding. And in the Delta, we see that over and over and over.
One morning, the wet levee broke at Wilson, Arkansas, and that black, muddy Mississippi River water come right up over the cotton patch right up to the front door of our house. And I heard my daddy holler and ask my mama, how high is the water, mama? 2 feet high and right.
Senators chose Cash and Bates after nominating 12 notable Arkansans and with a secret ballot, choosing the top two. Representative Jim Dotson said he has no problem with either, but asked if the House could choose one of the two.
Since the Senate got to pick two, would you be opposed to the House following a similar process?
Representative Jeff Wardlaw, who is sponsoring the bill in the House, responded,
we have two upstanding individuals that came forth out of the Senate's process, and I understand where you're coming from. I serve in the same chamber you do. But I would tell you that if we feel like this is not necessarily we are to start the process all the way over again, but we're at a critical point in the session today, and I don't know that we could go through all that.
Representative Richard Womack took issue with that.
I would love to see this just pulled down and offer a quick amendment in a couple days, and I don't think there's any issue in getting it out. That's just my thoughts. The way it stands right this second, I would have to vote no, though, for that reason. Thank you.
The bill passed on a voice vote.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
No.
The ayes have it. Your bill has passed, Senator Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I hear that train a-coming.
Okay.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend.
The bill now advances to the full House. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.